try to understand something before we get to the muscle. This week is one of the most dramatic weeks in Eretz Yisrael, and the reason why it's one of the most dramatic weeks is because of Lag BaOmer. We're going to try to understand B'Siyata D'Shmaya a little bit of what Lag BaOmer is about. And then maybe we'll get to the Musar. What is special about Lag BaOmer? Why is it a special place on the Jewish calendar? Any suggestions?
Rikiva students stopped dying.
Okay, good. So that would explain why we could cut our hair, right? But what about going to Meiron? You guys are going, right? Good. Go for the right reasons, not the wrong reasons. Okay, but what? So what's special about Lag BaOmer and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai?
They're both heads of yeshiva.
What's that?
They're both heads of yeshiva. Rabbi Akiva and
Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, although Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's yeshiva was in a cave, right? And it was a small yeshiva. It was one student. At least for a time, you're right. Eventually, he had more talmidim. But we're commemorating actually Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai going into a cave. It's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's yahrzeit, Lag BaOmer. That's when he passed away. Now, in general, what happens on a yahrzeit? Anybody know what are some of the customs?
Suda.
Say kaddish. What else? Do a seuda. Okay, a siyum.
Speak about
in Shulchan Aruch. The way it's described is it's a fast day. Generally, a yahrzeit being a happy day doesn't appear until the commemoration of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's death. And then some people made it for other tzaddikim as well. But the first in history of taking it, what the Gemara Nedarim says, it's a fast day, it's really yom, a tainus, b'yom shemes bo aviv. What has happened is actually different than anything else. So normally a fast day, a yahrzeit is normally a fast day. So that's question number one. Why is it that on Lag BaOmer we have it as a happy day? And more than that, you know how it's referred to in the Svarim HaKadoshim, the day of Lag BaOmer? It's referred to as Hilula Dereshbi. Hilula means a wedding. That's how the Gemara in Ksubis describes a wedding. It's a hilula. So why is it described as a wedding? And finally, those fires. What's up with those fires? Why is it that fire is so central to Lag BaOmer? And I think the answer to that question is going to put into perspective what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is, what lesson it has for us, and then maybe get to a little bit of the Musar in our own Avodas Hashem. First thing we have to recognize about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and someone had mentioned Rabbi Akiva, who was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's Rebbe, is two parts of history that are extremely, extremely dramatic. One, what the Gemara describes about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's experience, where he ends up in the cave 14 years. And secondly, is to understand what's going on with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. First of all, there is tremendous darkness here in Eretz Yisrael when Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is a young man. The Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed. His Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, is about to be mercilessly murdered by the Romans. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is quoted as fearing, Chas v'shalom nishkat nishtakach Torah miYisrael. Whenever there is a humanitarian crisis within Klal Yisrael, what's also in jeopardy is Torah and the tradition of Torah. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is persecuted himself. He talks about, like, you know, sharp musar, like Rav Dani's sharp musar. So he's speaking sharp musar against the Roman influences. The Romans find out about him. They chase him into oblivion. He's hiding in a cave for 14 years with absolutely nothing. A miracle happens, he has caravans and water. And outside, the world is falling apart. And then he has a Rebbe. his Rebbe, who is the crown prince of Torah, who ultimately is killed, Al Kiddush Hashem, Rabbi Akiva, who has 24,000 Talmidim, who missed the message. So not only do you have Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who's running away, but Rabbi Akiva, all of his other Talmidim, what have happened to them? Lo noagu kavod zeh bezeh. And if you're not going to be noeh kavod to each other, then your Torah is worthless. Chas v'shalom nishkachach Torah miYisrael. Comes along Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and he reveals something. What does Rashbi reveal? The Zohar. But it's not just Zohar. I want to argue tonight that what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai does is he transforms Torah learning into a different modality without rejecting his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, when he runs away from the Romans, actually does something very, very different than Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Akiva says, the Romans have decreed we can't learn Torah. Us without Torah is like what? What is the metaphor? It's like a fish out of water. What does Rabbi Akiva see when he's 40 years old? Before he becomes one of the greatest giants of Jewish scholarship. What does he see that inspires him not to give up? He sees a rock being dripped on, being pierced by water. So what's the metaphor of Rabbi Akiva?
Torah
is water. What's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? He ain't no water. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is fire. He comes out of the cave, and he sees somebody who's working and not learning Torah, and he burns him up, and Hashem says, wait a second, the fire that you're using is too much. You got to go back. You got to reframe this. Now, Torah is referred to in the Torah HaKdosha in two different ways. It's referred to as Tiras HaMayim. You have in Parashas Hazinu, Yaroiv Kamotar Lichi, that the Torah is going to come down like water. And yet in Parashas Zos HaBracha, Torah is referred to as Eish Das, as fire. So let's talk about what that means. What does it mean, the Torah of water and the Torah of fire? What is the chief feature of water? Water is what nurtures life. In Mars, what are they looking for?
Water.
They're not looking for Martians.
Water.
What's the first sign of Martians?
Water.
Water. Water is the source of all life. Torah waters our life. Halacha waters our life. It takes the life of an animal. We're physical animals just like, except we stand up, than other animals, and it sanctifies all of it. It shows us how to do it right. It shows us how to use the words that make us different than animals. The speech that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. That's what the Torah was for all generations up until Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And it watered and it nurtured Jewish life. But Jewish life is in crisis. The Masorah has broken down. The water that was passed down to nurture and to be passed on to the next generation had somehow fallen apart. Why? Due to our averos. The Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. Lo nagu kavod zeh bezeh. Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim are gone. And now comes Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai decides to do something that has been passed down from Adam HaRishon, but has always been passed down in secret. The secrets of Torah. The Zohar. Kabbalah. He's going to reveal that light. He's going to reveal that fire. Now that fire, by the way, is dangerous. The guys have heard me before describe it as Kabbalah with a C. You know where Kabbalah with a C is? It's in Hollywood. It's actually there's a institution with a rabbi who's an apikoris who thinks he knows Kabbalah. And he teaches Kabbalah to all the celebrities. Madonna learns Kabbalah. And everybody learns Kabbalah. I call that Kabbalah with a C. Because Kabbalah is also the mysteries of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if you don't use it right, and you will unfortunately encounter people who will try to access Kabbalah without first using the nurturing component of Torah. So the Torah, Torah's Hanistar, is something that is unique, but it's also dangerous. Water is not dangerous. Water nurtures. The spark of the Torah's HaKabbalah has two sides to it. It's a spark that can light up a Jewish soul that has not been nurtured. A spark could create an inferno. Water is not that way. Water is quantitative. A certain amount of water nurtures a certain amount of trees. Fire is the exact opposite. All you need is take one spark to burn down many, many forests in California. Maybe Kabbalah would see, but aside from that, so but now all it needs is to take one spark. Comes along Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and says, the Mesorah has been passed down from generation to generation, the Torah's Hamayim, what we refer to as the Torah's Hanigla, the revealed Torah. But from the closest cadre of Talmidim, starting from Adam HaRishon with the Sefer HaYetzirah, etc., etc., there have been the secrets of the Neshama. What's the difference between fire and water as well? Fire searches for the highest point, and water searches for the lowest point. Water always goes down. Fire always goes up. The Neshama has a desire. The Chochmas HaKabbalah, the Chochmas HaSod, has a desire to go higher, to understand, almost to escape from our corporeal being. And when there's one person, for the first time in history, who passes away, in the world they actually celebrate, as opposed to mourn. And it's the first person who revealed to the world that the essence is the Torah's HaSod, is the Torah's HaNeshama. Now when the Neshama passes away, it's actually a glorious moment. Because what's happening? The Neshama is rejoining itself, Tachatz Kisei HaKavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a chasana, it's a wedding, it's a Hilula Derashbi. It's a wedding because Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's Neshama goes back to Tachatz Kisei HaKavod, under the Kisei HaKavod. Normally, when most people pass away, the people who reflect, even tzaddikim, who reflect the Torah's HaNigla, so then we're sad, because in this world they're gone. But Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's whole teaching is a Torah Sa'esh, it's not the Torah Sa'mayim. Hence Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's yard side is entirely one of a simcha, because it's the simcha of neshama being reconnected to its original makar. That's why it's called a ilula. So what happened was, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, in crisis, when Klal Yisrael is in jeopardy, all of Klal Yisrael as a nation, and you, as we've spoken about last week, Sefer Somer has two parts, the counting of the individual and the counting of all the Klal. And when you're in crisis, there's something that you could remember. When the learning is not going well, when the Gemara is not going well, when the Chumash is not going well, when the Torah's Hanigla is not going well, you could open up Sifrei Chasidus, you could open up Sifrei Kabbalah, and you could say, wow, I have a spark that comes from Tachas Kisei HaKavod, that no matter what is going on, I can celebrate that I am married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because my Chelek Elokam Imal is the Chelek of the Kisei HaKavod. No matter what's going on at home, no matter what's going on in school, no matter what's going on in terms of college plans and summer plans and so on, even if everything in the Torah's HaNigla, both in Ruchnius and in Gashmius, doesn't seem to be working, the Torah's HaSod, the Torah's HaNeshama, is something that every single person could tap into. When you see the fires of Lag BaOmer, that's what you should be thinking about. Lag BaOmer is not about people drinking in Miron, Chas V'Chalila. What Miron is all about, what Lag BaOmer is all about, is connecting to the Torah's HaNeshama. Now there's one place in the world where all Jews feel comfortable, more than at the Kotel HaMaravi on Yom Yerushalayim, and more than at the Siyum HaShas. There's one place that everybody feels at home. It's Miron on Lag BaOmer. Why? Because all of the guf has been stripped away to neshama. The only thing that's important is the neshama of the Jew, no matter where he is, no matter what his state. And what does that mean for us practically, in very, very practical terms? I described to you before that you have the koach, no matter what's going on in the rest of your life, to be able to tap into that. But that requires something that's really hard nowadays. You know what that is? That's to be able to be alone with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it doesn't only apply to Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is a time of tremendous simcha that Klal Yisrael is all celebrating. But it's a time that we have. Shabbos is referred to as a time of Yichud with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of being alone with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And nowadays it's so difficult to be alone with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the moment in which a person decides that he's going to spend time with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the moment in which he accesses that Torah HaSod. Torah HaSod is not Eser Sfiros. Torah HaSod at its core is a person recognizing that his neshama is a chelek elokah mimal. So you know what happens? When Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim miss the message of the Torah HaMayim, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says it's a horah shah. It's a moment in which things have to change. What has been a secret because of the danger, because of Kabbalah with the sea, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says we have to reveal, despite the fact that one day he knows that there are going to be people who are going to distort it. Because at the end of the day, this is the weapon that we have in Galus. The weapon that we have in Galus is a Torah HaEsh. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you Siyata Deshmaya to be able to tap into that Torah HaEsh that's inside. The Chelek Elokah Mimal, if you want to discuss with me in more details how one is supposed to do it in very, very practical terms. I know I started with big ideas. I tried to refer to a few. I'll give you one practical Eitza that I think is extremely, extremely important. And that is what you've heard from all your Rabbeim. That is, put all of the static that gets in the way of being alone with HaKadosh Baruch Hu aside. Whether it's static being the inability to spend time alone, putting aside one's phone, making a cheshbon hanefesh, where a person sits with a pen and paper and only alone with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I guarantee that your life is going to be transformed. The moment in which a person says, wait a second, yeshiva is not just simply about Torah HaMayim. Yeshiva is also about Torah HaEsh. And Torah HaEsh is about Yichidus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The reason on Shabbos that there are 39 malachos that are also one more application of this is on Shabbos Kodesh, is that what's also on Shabbos is creative acts. Acts in which a person thinks that they're control, that they could create. On Shabbos, we recognize that Kodesh Baruch Hu is the source of all creativity. And we pull back from creative acts in the physical world, and then we raise ourselves up into a Koach HaChidush of the spiritual world. The Ben Ish Chai writes that the Koach HaChidush of Shabbos is 1,000 times Koach HaChidush the rest of the year. But the only way that you could accomplish that is if a person really sets aside time of Yichud with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once a person does that on Shabbos, that he has Yichud with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos, then he frames himself throughout the week. That even when other things are going on, wait a second, on Shabbos I knew that a phone was inappropriate. A phone was inappropriate because I'm supposed to be alone with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So every day of the week, we're supposed to also have that Yichud with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We put the phone aside. We put everything aside. Even the difficulty that I might have had in the Gemara Shir, we put that aside. My frustration that I have with my friend, I put that aside. And I spend time alone with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be'ezer Hashem, we should be zochet to tap into the Torah HaSod and go maila and maila. And then one day, Mirtz Hashem, you'll know the Eser Sfiros. One day you'll become Bikim and Zohar. First you'll learn Shas, and then one day you'll become Bikim and Zohar.